Time for another Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in Madison. And it's summer. Teresa Whitty's in the enjoyed the walk down the
I did. Sidewalk. It's beautiful outside.
It is.
Gonna warm Love up next summer. Week. That's okay. Yeah. I like that.
You like hot weather. I know you do. You're alone today.
Yep. John is out and about.
Working hard.
Yep. Always.
I don't know when he sleeps.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we just pass in the day and the night. And
All right. Well, I know you come up with some great subjects to talk about. What are we talking about this week, Teresa?
How to Google. How to Google well.
How to Google well.
Yes, because you can have two people Google the same thing, and one will get good results, and the other one just can't find what they're looking for.
That's true.
So
I Google all every day.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
So do I.
And I am a good Googler.
Okay, good. Well, I can't wait to hear about it. You think most people use Google or not?
I think so. I think a lot of
what's
people...
What's the others that people search?
Well, you've got the different browsers have their own search bar. Bing is a, you know, Edge, Microsoft Edge, that's Bing. They like that. Then there's DuckDuckGo has their own. And
DuckDuckGo?
Yep, that's a browser search that will not, that's a private search.
Oh.
So, you know, when you search for something and then it shows up on all of your everything.
Okay.
You know, if you search for boots and then you get all sorts of advertisements for boots.
Yep.
If you use DuckDuckGo, it won't do that.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I might have to give that a try.
Yeah.
So, how about Yahoo? They have a search.
Yep. Yahoo has a search. Okay. So, there's all different searches. I prefer Google, just I think it has the best results, but people have their preferences. So,
yep. All right. Talk to us about Googling well.
Okay, so Googling or searching in any search bar, actually. Okay. So, you know, you just go to Google, to your search bar, and type in what you're looking for. So some people will use that search bar. Actually, they don't even know what the address bar is. The address bar is different. That's at the very top of your screen or the top of your browser, and that's where you type in like www.ruralsolutions.com. But if you search for Rural Solutions, you're going to probably get to the same place,
right,
you know?
Right.
So some people don't know the difference, but the Google search bar is used, you know, for searching things. So if you type in what you're looking for, you're going to get a list of things, right? So let's say you're looking for the best restaurants in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
Yep. And so you type in best restaurants in Twin Cities and you're going to get a big list. But as you're typing, there's going to be some suggestions that pop up as you're typing that'll come up right under where you're typing.
Right.
So that might help you refine your search. Maybe you really want to know
Burnsville or something like that.
Right, yeah. Burnsville. Or maybe you want Italian restaurants, or you might want a certain price range, things like that. So there's all different ways you can refine your search that'll help you get better results.
Right.
And you can continue to refine your search as you go. So let's say we refine it down to Burnsville, okay? And then you want to, like I said, Italian restaurants in Burnsville. Okay, we're getting closer. How about you want like a medium priced one? If you look on some restaurant
reviews
or whatever, they'll have like $1 sign or $2 signs or $3 signs. And that's, you know, tells you about how expensive they are. So maybe you only want $2 signs. So then add $2 signs to your, you know,
Gotcha.
Think something like that. So you just
really keep narrowing it down. Then.
Keep narrowing it down. Yeah. And as you're typing, let's say you type, you're looking for a Taylor Swift. Okay. There's Paul might do that.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. Okay.
Well, when you type Taylor Swift, there's things on the top that say like web page or image or music. There's all sorts of things that you can narrow your search down with. So maybe you're looking for a picture. Okay, so you would click on image, and that'll just show you all the images.
Yep.
Or maybe you're looking for that music, and you just click on the music, and it'll list her music.
Or a video.
Yep. There's just all sorts of things up on top that you can click that will refine that search. Sometimes, you know, you want to find an article, then you just type on web page.
Right.
But if you just want those other things, you can narrow it down that way.
I found if I'm on my desktop and I do Google search, that's a little different than on my phone. My phone just basically gives me, like if I type in Yellow Mess and County Fair that's going on this week.
Yep.
On my phone, it just comes up, Yellow Medicine County.
Right.
And I can find their website on that. But on my desktop, I get kind of a split screen, and there's all on the left side is all this stuff about maybe last year's Yellow Medicine County.
Your phone is heavily connected to your maps.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to direct you to your maps right away.
Okay.
And that's another thing you can do on your regular Google, it'll show you maps.
I use that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So depending on what you're looking for, different options will come up, and you can just click on different places. Don't be afraid to just look around. Don't get click happy, but look around and see what your options are as you're searching.
Right. You ever Google yourself?
I haven't. I bet you find a lot of stuff on you.
Well, I found out there's other Paul Ramos.
Yeah, you know, there's another John and Teresa Whitty.
Are married?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
and
that's
for
odd.
A while they lived in St. Cloud. I don't know where they still live, but
We
found that out somehow once.
Yeah, I Google my name, see what pops up, what people are looking at. So kind of cool.
Good.
All right, what else we got?
As you're searching, if you don't see what you're looking for in that first page, you can go to the next page and the next page. But the most popular and relevant results will be usually on that first page, if not the first two pages. So if you're not finding what you're looking for, that means you just need to get a little bit more specific, or maybe you need to rephrase what you're looking for.
Okay.
So, you know, if, like you said, Taylor Swift, there's so much. So maybe you want concert dates. So put Taylor Swift concert dates. Yeah. Maybe
tickets
in Minnesota. Just get more and more specific, and that'll help you find what you need. And sometimes when you're Googling, the things that pop up can help you refine your search and get you more what you're looking for.
Okay. Real good.
Yeah, I think that's about it. There's other things. You can put quotation marks around it if you want specifically those absolute words. You can put dots. If you put, maybe you want to look for movies between the 1950s and the 1970s. So you would type in movies 1950 ... 1970, and that'll look between those dates. So there's all sorts of things you can do, but don't be afraid to keep typing and keep looking, and the more you get used to typing and asking the different questions, the better you'll get.
I always find myself Googling when is this event happening, or if, you know, in the mm-hmm. area, or if I want to find out where Hairball is or something
that,
which is coming to Lac Qui Parle County.
It is. That's exciting.
And that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
I use Google. You use Google every day, I bet.
Every day.
So do I. Good topic again, Teresa.
Yeah, Google's a great thing.
Yep, it is.
Don't let it lead you off. Yep. We've talked about, I'm just going to add here, Paul, I know we're at the end of our time, but be careful that those first things are ads and they're not actually Google results. So if it'll say ad right in front of it.
You might
want to skip those. You also want to make sure that you don't go to a site that is a bad site.
Right.
So look at what you're clicking on before you're clicking on it. And if you're not sure, skip it or call me.
What I've been doing lately, I'm behind the times here, but is I click on the voice thing and just talk.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people do that.
Yep, that's great.
Yep. Yeah. All right. All right. If anybody has any questions on what we just talked about, how can they get a hold of you, Teresa?
They can come and see me or Alexa at Alexa. She's my assistant, not my computer person. Yes.
Okay.
Come and see us on Main Street, Madison. We're right across from United Prairie Bank. Or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
hopefully John's
Paul.
With us.
Thanks.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa Whitty with Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison.